The Laidly Worm of Spindleston Heugh. Margaret and Child Wynde were the names of the sister and brother, and their father was the king who resided in Bamborough Castle. Margaret had stayed home whilst her brother had left the castle to seek his fortunes abroad. Upon the death of their mother, the queen, Margaret and Child were lumped with the standard-issue wicked stepmother who dabbled in the dark arts. Upon meeting her new stepdaughter, who was uncommonly beautiful and kind, the new queen took little time in deciding she needed Margaret out of the picture. She cast a spell that transformed Margaret into a laidly worm, a loathsome dragon. The next morning, Margaret's handmaids were most surprised to find not their kind-hearted mistress asleep in bed, but a voracious scaled creature coiled up in her place. The local warlock was consulted and he quickly divined three key facts. One, that the worm was in fact Margaret. Two, she could be kept from eating any more handmaidens if she were fed the milk of 7 cows each day. And three, that to hold on to any hope of returning Margaret to her true form, her brother must be fetched home immediately. Once word reached Child, he and 33 of his bravest men immediately set sail for home in a specially wrought rowan ship. The naturally enchanted wood of the rowan deflected the impish familiars the Witch Queen had sent to sink the rescue party. Three times Child Wynde attempted to land at his home harbour, but each time the worm, under the command of the Witch Queen, deflected the ship. The worm fought with such rage, Child could not believe it was his own sister. When he finally set foot on land, it was with sword drawn, ready to do battle. But as he approached the worm, Child heard Margaret's own voice coming from its jaws. "Oh, quit your sword and bend your bow, and give me kisses three, for though I am a poisonous worm, no harm I'll do to thee." Steeling himself, Child kissed the snout of the worm once, twice, thrice, and lo and behold, his sister stood before him, free of her curse at last.